So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, after having taught kol hanashim mitamen bebeis hachitzen, women become tamei as nidus v'zavas as soon as the blood leaves the womb, even though it is still inside her body in the outer chamber. The Mishnah contrasts it with aval hazav u'balkeri einu mitamen ad shetetzeh tamasan lachutz. A man, a zav, and a balkeri, one who experiences a discharge of ziva or zera, only becomes tamei once the discharge leaves his body. As the pasuk of ziva states, ki yezav mibisaroi ad sheyetzeh ziva mibisaroi, referring to the ziva flowing out of the body. And the pasuk of Balkeri states, "V'ish ki seitzi mimenu shech bazera," referring to the zera coming out of the body. The Mishnah continues, "Hayoichel b'truma v'hirgish in his dazu evara v'oiches ba'ama uvalei asa truma." If a kohen was eating truma and his limbs trembled and he realizes that he was about to discharge zera, he should grasp his aver to stop the zera from leaving his body and quickly swallow the truma before he becomes tamei. The Gemara challenges this halacha from a brisa in which Rav Elazar Omer kol ha'eches ba'ama u'mashtin kilu mei b'mabal oilam, that it is also to be eches ba'ama. Abaye answers b'matlis ava. Our Mishnah means for him to use a thick cloth, which is permitted because it does not cause arousal. Rava answers afilu tema b'matlis raka kivin da'akar akar. Even a thin cloth is permitted because once the zera was dislodged from its place, he will not dislodge anymore. The Gemara discusses what type of emission renders one tamei and cites three versions of a ruling from Shmuel. If one's entire body does not sense the discharge of zera, it does not cause tuma, because shechva zera amrachmana beruuy lahazria. Only zera from which a child can be conceived transmits tuma, and such zera cannot conceive. Zera that does not discharge from the body forcefully does not cause tuma for the same reason. The Gemara explains, the difference between these two versions is if the sensation was present when the zera was dislodged, but was not present when it emerged from the body. According to the first version, he's tummy because there was a sensation. But according to the second version, he's not tummy because it did not emerge forcefully. The Gemara brings proof to the first version from a braisa which teaches the following halacha. Balkeri shetava v'lehitel mayim l'kshayatel mayim tamei. For Balkeri, someone who discharged zera immersed before urinating, he's tamei when he ultimately urinates for the first time, because we assume that some leftover zera emerged with the urine. We see that the zera causes tuma even though it did not come out of the body forcefully. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Shani hasam deruba behargesha nafak. Since most of the zera exited forcefully, all of it causes tuma, even the residue that emerged later. A third version of Shmuel, one cannot conceive from zera that was not discharged forcefully. The Gemara infers, such zera does, however, transmit tuma. As the pasuk says, and we expound, any zera transmits tuma. The Gemara elaborates on this issue whether we go by the time the zera is discharged from its source, or by when the zera emerges from the body, which has ramifications regarding several halachas. Mishnah concludes, "Mitamen b'kol shu afilu ke'in achar d'lepachas mekein." There is no minimum emission for nida, zava, zava, balkeri. Even a drop of ziva or zera, the size of a mustard seed, or even smaller, causes the person to become tamei. However, the Gemara cites a braisa that disagrees regarding zav. Rav Nosson Oimer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, zav tzarech kechasim es pi'ama. There is a minimum emission for a zav. Only ziva in the amount that would stop up the opening of an average person's aver causes him to become tamei as a zav, because the pasuk says, "Oy hechtem b'sari mezayvei." Now, regarding the minimum emission for Balkeri, Amrav Chanelai Mishum Rav Elazar b'Reb Shimon, Shechva Zera L'Raya B'Mashu L'Negei B'Kadasha. There is no shear for one who discharges Zera. Even the minute emission makes him tamei, as our Mishnah rules regarding all emissions. However, there is a shear for one who touches Zera, only the size of a lentil makes him tamei. Now, the Gemara elaborates that this is also Machlekes, and there is an opinion that Negei B'Mashu, and it depends on which pasuk is the source for Negei, that touching Zera makes the person tamei. Rav Papa says it's in the following pasuk regarding sherets. Ay ish asher yiga b'chol sherets. The word ish is superfluous because it could have said ay asher yiga b'chol sherets. This teaches us that there is another tumas negia, and that is negia b'shech b'zera. If so, whether negia b'kadosha or negia b'mashu is totally in the general machlekes and shas of dun mino umino or dun mino v'oki b'astra. The opinion of Dumino Mino, that when we learn one topic from another, we learn from it all the details of that other halacha, would hold Negei B'Kadosha, because we operate as follows. First, Don Mino, Masheretz B'Negiyah, Avshech V'Zer B'Negiyah. We compare Zera to Sheretz, that it transmits Tumah through contact. Then, Umino, Masheretz B'Kadosha, Avshech V'Zer B'Kadosha. We also learn from Sheretz that it only transmits Tumah with the shear of a lentil. While the other opinion of Dumino Voki Ba'asra, that when we learn one topic from another, the details are according to its own context, would hold Negei B'Mashu, Because we operate as follows. First, dun mina, ma sheretz b'negiyah avshach v'zer b'negiyah. We compare zeret to sheretz that it transmits tumma through contact. Then, v'uki ba'asra, ma shech v'zer l'roya b'mashu af l'negiyah b'mashu. We then compare the tumma of touching zeret to the tumma of discharging zeret, and it is with any amount. However, the Gemara cites another opinion as to the source for negiyah, that of Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nosson, who says that it is in the pasuk of Balkari, oy isha shetetim min shech v'zer. Here to the word ish is superfluous, since it could have said, oh yeah, shotetim min shech bazera. This teaches us that there is another tumas negiyah, and that is negiyah b'shech bazera. If so, both opinions would agree that negiyah b'mashu, because of the kul elma domino mina, because it is all the same inyan of shech bazera, and we certainly learn, ma shech bazera l'rei b'mashu, aflu negiyah b'mashu.